Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ in your heart, you always feel every day holy. Welcome to the Healing Light Show. This is Reverend Stan. We're going to have Reverend Bobby Pritchard on the day with me. We're going to be talking about what is really making us sick. A lot of people, you know, doing alternative healing and stuff like that, and we do energy healing. You know, some people had the Lord anointed us to do this. A lot of people don't really understand what's really going on. The only thing we see is our hands going on and healing folks, but we really don't see what's going on behind the curtains most of the time. But here recently, in the last couple of weeks or so, I've been doing healing sessions on my family and stuff. You know, I do alternative healing and stuff like that. The Lord has really guided me to do that in my life. But I've been learning new things. Each year, I'm learning different things. I'm going down the path that the Lord's put me on. I'm actually seeing new things all the time. He's always teaching me something different. And each thing opens my eyes to something new. And we're going to be talking about how the healings that Christ did back in the biblical times still goes on today. You can still cast demonic energies out of you or demonic demons out of you. A lot of times there's these energies that's really holding us down, that we think is sickness, but it's really them holding us down to keep us from our path. And the thing of it is, we also learn something from that. Everything that we go through, it's a learning experience. This has all been set up for us before we came down here. But it's up to us to learn how to set it free and how to set ourselves free through the Lord Jesus Christ and how He showed us what we should do. And all the power that God has given to us, the authority that He has given to us that we don't even know we have. There's a lot of things that we don't even know we have, and we're going to be talking about that today. But I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the daily word, which it says, I bless children with my thoughts and prayers. I bless children with my thoughts and prayers. And if ever I become mired in disagreement with another person, I set difference aside for the moment and remember a powerful truth, one that reestablishes harmony. We are both sacred beings. The Christ of our beings is a sacred center from which words and actions of love and caring normally flows. We can live and work in harmony as we behold the Christ in each of us, the Holy Spirit that's within in each of us, give an expression of Christ. We are being true to our sacred nature. We may still agree to disagree on some things, but we do so with respect for our unique beliefs and passions in life. The sacredness at the center of us unites us no matter what is going on. So what it's saying is, no matter how we believe in Christ, how we believe in the church, we all have our different beliefs we have, and we can't hold that against each other. We still got to love God no matter what. He is the headstone of everything. God the Father is the headstone of everything. We still got to love him no matter we've got different opinions on him and different opinions about Christ and all that. We still got to love Christ. We still got to have Christ as our master no matter how we think about him, but we still got to have him to lead us to the truth no matter which way we go. I'm going to go ahead and bring Reverend Bobby in right now. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, praise the Lord, Brother Stan. I'm doing fine, and we give you greetings today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and want to tell everybody that we're here to let you know that Jesus is still in the healing business.
Yeah, sure is. And you said you were going to read a passage out of Matthew's for us today.
Yes, sir. Yes, Brother Stan. I'm coming from the book of Matthew in chapter 17, beginning with verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and sore vexed, for oft times he falls into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithful and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil and departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then Jesus came to his disciples. Then came the disciples to Jesus, apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And while they abode in the Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the hands of men. That is 14 through 22.
That's a very good scripture. It's showing there how a lot of times that, you know, when we do healings, and we do healings through Christ, that
yes.
We've got to have that faith, and that faith is what moves things. It's God and faith. It's the faith that we have in God, and
uh-huh.
It's how strong God is within us. And
right.
As we know, you know, more we stay in meditation, more we stay in prayer with the Lord, more we stay in His presence, the stronger our healing and our anointing in the Lord is.
Right.
So if we
yes.
so if we try to go and remove a demonic being or heal a person without ever praying to Jesus, without even having a communication with the Lord, do you think that'll work?
Oh Lord, no. I tell you, you gotta be if I can say something here, you gotta stay in tune with God. That's the key. you know, in the Bible, plenty of times we see people that were healed different, you know, just one way, and Jesus was the way, and you got to have that belief in him. Many times, you know, people try to do or heal somebody a one way or a certain way, but the only way there is to, for them to be healed is through the name of Jesus.
But, yeah, there's, you know, that the Lord works in many different ways. And there's a lot of people being healed, you know, doing healing things and all that. But the thing of it is, I've been through alternative healing all my life. I've learned many different things, the way the Lord works through people, the way God works through the human body. We are all designed. Our body was made perfect. It was made to heal itself. I mean, we didn't need all these medicines. Even back in Adam and Eve's time, they didn't go to the drugstore to buy Tylenol, this and that.
Their body
was designed to heal itself, and our hands and all that is designed to heal that, but we're just so stuck on these medications and things, and which medications can be good, and a lot of people do need it. I'm not going to knock it down at all, but you know, there's many different things that actually hold us to be sick, and the enemy has a lot of grasp on us to keep us sick. A lot of things that we don't know is that our sins, our karma, are things that we've actually created, like hatred towards people, bad things that we've done in our past that we've kept in our minds that we've not let the Lord, you know, take away from us with his glory and with his forgiveness.
Amen.
And a lot of that holds on to our sickness. See, Jesus and God has the Holy Spirit within us. That there is his cell phone. Satan has unforgiveness, hatred. That's all the thing. That there is his cell phone in you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And a lot of things we don't realize is even our ancestors' sins, our ancestors' karma is
Amen.
In our bloodline. And we can fall on that. We can fall into that same sin they did and have that same grasp to the enemy that we don't even know about.
Amen.
So, but that's one of the main things that we don't really realize that we got going on is that the enemy has many connections to us. And, I'll probably get off the subject right quick and go back in talking about the healing thing. It all has to do with the healing.
But I
ran into a lot of alternative healing. I've learned about, you know, the body is sick. It's like there's a harm in the stomach or the arm is hurt. And there can be many, you know, spiritual confusions in your body causing that. It could be mental things causing that. It can be unforgiveness causing that. And it could be
Amen.
A demonic being. It could be a demonic being causing that, too, that I found
Amen.
Out real quick.
Amen.
And the thing of it is that we don't really know is that I've learned this maybe in the last, I'll say, in this year, that it says in the Bible is about the kings. See, Satan has his own kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He has kings as in authority, and the kings have principalities, which is their angels, and then the spirits underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have this so-called sin stuck to us, or this so-called karma stuck to us, you can say sin, karma, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the spirit from that demonic king is attached to you. It could be in headaches all the time. It could be, you know, you got some type of disease that runs through your family tree that your mama has it and your grandma has it and maybe your uncle has it. That's one of them spirits that's been stuck in your family tree that the demonic has a grasp onto you in your stomach or whatever's going on with your body. It's been there.
Amen.
Okay. And a lot of times we don't know what it is. We think it's just a sickness that's being handed down. No. That's something that, I'll say, the demonic side has had a grasp on it. And, I mean, I've read about this in the Bible many times, and I've agreed with it and stuff, I've really never really saw it for what it really was until I've actually had experience with it.
Yeah.
And when you experience it, I mean, you're going from just a little stomachache or something to, you know, you've tried everything. All the alternative healing you've known, you've tried, and it just ain't nothing really budging it. The stomach is not being healed and all that stuff, and
mm-hmm.
it's just something grasping on is just not moving.
Right.
And then you start going to the old-time biblical healing, and you're like, I cast you out, and then the person starts acting like one of these movie episodes with people being possessed. You're like, oh, Lord, there's something going on here. You know?
Amen. Amen.
There's some real stuff on that. I mean, there's sickness all over this United States that the enemy has control over. That's how he controls us. The main thing, how we supposed to live, we're supposed to be living in perfect harmony with God.
Yes.
We was designed to live in perfect harmony.
Amen.
But the world has us thinking that we're supposed to get sick because we got this, we got that, and that's just part of life. You're going to get sick. But ain't way the Lord has us pegged.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be in perfect harmony and live in perfection to experience this world, not to go through hurting and going through all these diseases. And a lot of these alternative healing folks will tell you, well, you did this, so you should be sick. And you did that, and, you know, you're not learning. No, you're supposed to be in perfect health. That's the way God really created you to be in perfect health. Until the enemy had a little encounter with you, and then you get that perfection's kind of messed up there. But anyway, what this whole show is about today, it's about, you know, keeping yourself with God, you know, pray, meditate. Whatever your spiritual connection, because I've got a lot of different beliefs, people that listen to my show.
Yeah.
But stay in a connection with the divine. Keep him in your heart. You know, this will keep you well. This will keep you well. And one thing that, you know, a lot of people say, they're like, you know, we're so addicted to our medicine. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. Work to get off the medicine. Don't expect to stay on the medicine. Because once you depend and you set your mind on the medicine, you won't want it for the rest of your life. But ask the Lord to take you off of that medicine.
Amen. Amen.
And if you've got any sin in your life that you're actually, you know, that's really bothering you, you know, things that you ain't forgiving people, you know, ask the Lord to help you forgive them. You know, find out. Like they always say, you know, people does things to you because they're hurt inside themselves and they know no other way to deal with people.
Right.
Like some of them has had a bad childhood or, you know, had bad trauma in their life and they go around angry all the time.
Right.
So, you know, it's always something like that that's holding them down, and I do know they need to learn from their mistakes. And some of them never did, but you've got to learn to look at them through God's eyes and love them no matter what.
Yes,
and,
amen.
But once you let that go, that's when you start seeing things change. What do you think about this subject, Bobby? I mean, have you had any experience in the healing field?
Oh, yes.
Have you?
Oh, Brother Stan, my thoughts on this is, you know, in the Bible, every time you want to answer to a question, I believe you can find it in the Bible. We go to the Bible where we find a woman that had an issue of blood. And the Bible tells us that she spent all she had, you know, going to doctors and everything else and medicines. And we're not doubting that today. If that's where your faith lies, we're not condemning you enough. But what we're saying is try Jesus first. Because I'll tell you what, this woman was healed from an issue of blood she had 38 years. And I find out that it takes us back to the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, 53:5, chapter 53:5 says, by his stripes we are healed. And then in the New Testament, in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by his stripes ye were healed. So Jesus took our healing upon him when he went to Calvary. And that woman that day on the, had the issue of blood, she said in her mind, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. And if we stay in tune with Jesus and we begin to mold our lives around him, let him mold us as him being the potter and us the clay and making us and molding us and staying in tune with him, Brother Stan, we can walk in that healing. There's times that I've seen people healed of high blood pressure, diabetes, and different things in church services. So we know that they've come too late to tell us that Jesus doesn't do that no more, but he does, my friend. The Word of God proclaims all we have to do is ask and believe, and he said, I will do it. Amen.
Yeah. It's just staying in the glory and keeping that communication with the Lord. And anytime you're in a church service where the Holy Spirit is filled through the church, that's when you start seeing the miracles, you know, happen. And there's a lot of churches nowadays. There's a lot of churches nowadays that don't really preach on that. They don't preach on the healing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
But back in Acts and back in the old days of the disciples, that was like an everyday thing. I mean,
amen.
It was every time they preached, there was a healing going on. There was transformation.
Right.
Even people standing amongst them when they was preaching, there was transformation going on.
Right.
So it wasn't it was a learning experience, but it wasn't more of a literal thing that you're just going to learn. It wasn't like a class. It's like a full transformation.
Yes.
It was a spiritual transformation, and it was actually a mental transformation going on.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people think nowadays everything's going to be mental. It ain't nothing mental in the spiritual realm. It's all experience and it's all transformation. Your soul transforming.
Yeah.
See, I've learned many different things from many different beliefs and stuff, but the thing of it is, you can listen to the spiritual teacher, and
uh-huh.
you might not understand a word that's coming out of his mouth, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that's speaking through him is going to transfer to you, no matter whether you hear him or understand him or not. It's going to speak to your soul, and you're going to get something from it.
Right, right. Amen.
So if we're just going somewhere just to listen to what they're going to say and see if we hear and we can understand, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with being in the presence of the Holy Spirit and having him to transform you while you're there in that service to see what he's going to do for you, what he's going to do in you.
Amen.
So when a person gets saved by the Holy Spirit, can somebody talk him into being saved?
No. Yeah.
It takes the Holy Spirit to transform them, to make them a new person. They can't read them into
right.
a new person.
Amen. Yeah, the Spirit
and,
has to draw them. And so,
Amen. But it's always spiritual transformation in it. I mean, you can actually, I've saw people fall asleep in church and actually get healed. And it ain't by what they heard, it's what was going on in the, you know. And they're like, man, my leg was hurting, man. I woke up, it feels good now, you know. So the guy didn't hear nothing. It's what the Spirit was doing in the church.
Uh-huh.
So it has nothing to do. I mean, you do need to listen to the Word and listen to what the guy says, but that ain't all that's there.
Man,
there's many different things going on. We got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and ask the Lord to reveal to me anything, you know, anybody's listening, what needs to be healed. Well, Heavenly Father, I ask you to reveal to me now anything that's bothering anybody. I ask it to be healed now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I see somebody with has a hearing problem, has something going on with their ears. In Jesus' name, that's healed now. I don't know whether somebody's having problems with their with a headache. I'm seeing the top of their head, something's going on there. I ask that to be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Somebody's having muscle problems in their right leg. I'm seeing the leg. thank you, Father, for healing that now. That's done.
Yes.
It's going straight to the kneecap. The kneecap's being healed to whatever's going on there. In Jesus' name.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
I'm seeing the digestive system, the small and large intestines. I'm
Jesus.
Seeing the small intestine. Something's being done there. I don't know whether they're having problems there or some type of growth or something. But in Jesus' name, I command that to leave. I ask the Lord to restore that in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Jesus.
Let's see. This Lord showed me anything else. Okay, I'm seeing somebody's jaw. I don't know whether somebody's jaw is dislocated. Something about the mouth, the jaw. And that's being healed now in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Yes.
I don't know whether somebody's had something wrong with their nose, whether it's a nasal thing going on there, something going on with the nasal and the nose, or the nose has been broke or something. I'm not sure what that is, but Jesus is working on that now. Thank you. Well, that's all that I've got today, and I want to thank everybody for joining the Healing Light. Reverend Bobby Pritchard probably be with me on the show again. And
yeah.
Like I said, I'm really, really grateful for everybody listening to the show. Let people know about the show. Just tell them to go on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're on my Facebook, you know, always just come to the Facebook page, and the Healing Light will be on there. And I also got a Healing Light Facebook page, and it's called the Healing Light. Just if you have a healing, just type it in, send it as a little message, or type it in on the page and let us know how God has touched you through this show. And you know, just let us know where we can let people know what's going on with this show and how God is really touching folks through this show. So I like to say a little prayer for everybody before we leave today. I only got a couple minutes, so it's going to be kind of fast. Lord Jesus, I want you to bless everybody who's listening to this show today. I want you to
yes.
reach in their heart, to reveal your Holy Spirit in their heart. I ask you to bless their family. Let everything work right in their family this week. If there's been any problems, let the Holy Spirit go and transform their family.
Yes.
Heal whoever needs to be healed is listening to this show. I want to thank you for your grace and your glory and all the things that you've done for all of us that we don't really thank you for. I want to thank you for it right now, Father. And I want to thank you for all the beautiful trees, all the beautiful animals that you created for us. I want to thank you for all the beautiful things that you've ever
yes.
that you created on earth, and all our family. I want to thank you for all the family, all of our families. And I want to thank you for blessing us on this show and using this show to bless people. And I want
yes.
to thank you. I want to thank you for all the future shows that's coming, that you're going to bless more people.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And we're going to go out with Children of God. And the song Children of God is by Third Day. And don't tell them I'm using it. But but anyway, I enjoyed the song, and I'm going to let everybody listen to it, and we're going to go out on this song. And I'll probably have a show Saturday, but anytime you want to listen to a show, just go on archives, and I have all types of different shows that you want to listen to. Just go on there and pick one that you feel that the Lord's leading you to. And I'll say God bless every one of y'all, and y'all have a great day.
Amen.